This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
The new Australian Monopoly that was getting released sometime this year. And this week it was announced that it was getting released and where each location around Australia was on the board.
Well, yeah, as of yesterday, you can officially buy the brand new Australian Monopoly. It's essentially a remake of the original version with all Australian pieces.
Yes.
So I think there's like a little Vegemite jar, a little kangaroo, that
exactly,
sort of thing.
Exactly, yes.
But there was a vote to see which towns would actually make it onto the 22 spaces on the board.
It just... So basically, yes, there was a vote and... Number one, which is in the coveted Mayfair position, as you would expect, was the Sydney Harbour Bridge. That makes complete sense. I think it was Sydney Harbour, actually, just the whole thing.
Sydney Harbour, because it's expensive, you can't afford a house there.
Exactly.
It makes sense that that's Mayfair.
So that's in the Mayfair spot. Second position. One
replacing
before,
Park Lane.
Replacing Park Lane is rural New South Wales town Orange. Orange! What
if
is
you're
happening?
Sitting there going, where's Orange? Good question.
Good question, first of all. Apparently, it's inland. First of all, suck on your jocks because you're stuck inland. And but they must have been voting because I looked at things to do in Orange and literally one of the things to do, it's like explore the lakes, blah, blah, blah. Of course, that's all lovely. One is savour a slice of orange. In Orange, have an orange.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. There's only like 40,000 people in the town as well. It's small.
Listen here.
We didn't even make the board.
Limestone Coast didn't even make the board. Not a single town in Limestone Coast.
We made Larry the Lobster Monopoly pieces. You've got one right here.
Look at these beautiful contributions to the Monopoly community.
The town of Orange has absolutely pulled a Shifty McRoo on us.
Tim, they've beat out tropical North Queensland.
You're kidding me.
The Whitsundays.
Melbourne,
Hobart.
Brisbane, Perth. All these cities. The cities, the MCG. Orange.
Yeah.
Jess, I have friends in high places.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm going to speak to some people in Orange and find out how the heck this has happened. Do you think that's a good idea?
We need to get to the bottom of this because I cannot believe Orange came second.
It might as well be like Dapto. If you're going to do it like that.
Where's Dapto?
Exactly. Where's Dapto? I'm going to call someone in Orange very soon, so stick around. We're unhappy because Monopoly Australia finally released their board yesterday saying where everyone was on it. Not only was the southeast or Limestone Coast not on the board at all.
I mean, the closest we got was Barossa Valley, and that's so far north. It's practically
so away,
not even, it's not even us.
It's so far away. Number one in the Mayfair spot, Sydney Harbour. That makes sense. Number two, the regional town in New South Wales of Orange.
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 Outrageous.
And Jess, we were outraging before, and I want to continue to outrage, but I have some friends in Orange. Our sister radio station over there in Orange.
Hiya, Chris and Steph.
Chris and Steph. I have called them up right now. Chris and Steph, how the heck did you do this?
A lot of bribery.
There was no bribery.
Money exchanged hands, packages unlabeled. We left it on a street corner. The Monopoly Hasbro guys picked it up.
We are a very, very proud town. And I think, Chris, you led the way in inviting people to vote.
Well, we're a town full of nerds, and we love our board games. And so the nerds amassed their votes, and that's how we got it across the line.
Guys, not only did you get it across the line, you're in, like, the prime market.
You wear Mayfair sets.
Yeah, we are.
Yes,
we are.
Well, now we figure that if people want to buy a house in Orange, that they actually can, and this might be their only opportunity.
Well, it's a bit worrying because, like, we went so hard. We made Monopoly pieces for the southeast down here.
Not even included. Not a Mount Gambier, not an Angwarri, nothing.
Nothing, not a thing.
Not a thing.
Too much effort. You've got to scale it back.
Yeah, well, just sort of mentioned a couple of times, hey, by the way, you can vote.
Yeah, we forgot to beg. We did forget to beg. So, well, congratulations. As salty as we are.
That's all right. I thought maybe we could extend the olive branch, as it were, to you.
Okay.
And we'll put in a good word to Hasbro and get the jail replaced with Mount Gambier.
We do have the old Mount Gambier jail, so I'm okay with it.
We'll send everyone there instead.
Yes. Directly to Mount Gambier. Yeah. Do not pass go. Do not collect.
It's a dirty offer. It's a dirty offer and we refuse. But thank you very much for your time and congratulations, guys.
Thanks, guys.
No. It's
how outrageous of them to come on the show and gloat.
I know. But what did we expect if we're being honest?
Come on. Come and get it. Tim and Jess. 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1. And always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.